Coming up on today's episode of the Locked On Bucks podcast, we are making our initial 53-man roster predictions.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Forfeit the game before somebody else takes you out of the frame. Put your name to shame, cover up your face. You can't run the race, the pace is too fast, you just won't last.
What's up and welcome back to the Locked On Bucks podcast. I'm James Yarko, joined as always by David Harrison. You can find everything that we're doing over at BucksNation.com and make sure you follow along on Twitter at Locked On Bucks, at JYarko underscore Bucks, at DH82 underscore Bucks, and at Bucks underscore Nation.
With the conclusion of the 2019 NFL preseason, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have only a few things waiting between them and their regular season kickoff against the San Francisco 49ers in Tampa Bay next weekend, and that's roster cuts, which of course is a big deal, and of course it's going to be mind-boggling racking and all that stuff, even though Bruce Arians has said multiple occasions that he really would have no problem in this roster down to about 60 guys right now if he had to, and he said that over the last couple of weeks. I still have that some of these decisions and a lot of these decisions aren't going to be as easily made even it out to be, but as of right now, Bruce Arians has given us no reason to think that he's a liar at this point, so maybe we're wrong and it's not. What do you think, James, are some of the biggest decisions that he's going to, some of the hardest decisions that he's going to have to make?
Well, before we dive into that too deep, I did see a mind-numbing statistic that starting tomorrow, over 1,100 players are going to lose their jobs. Think about that. In the span of a couple of days, 1,100 people are going to lose their jobs because they're going to be cut from NFL rosters. That's a lot of people. When it comes to the Bucks, you know, some of the things that they have to focus on are some of the people that we actually spoke about on yesterday's episode. You're looking at the tight end position with Tanner Hudson, who has been the darling of the preseason for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And is he going to be able to beat out the likes of Anthony Auclair in order to get that spot? And if he makes it as a fourth tight end, if they can justify keeping a fourth tight end, who's going to be the odd man out at another position? You know, are they going to lose out on draft pick Scotty Miller because they're keeping Tanner Hudson? Are they going to be getting rid of depth at the running back position? Are they going to be getting rid of depth along the offensive line? Then you ask the question, okay, great, Tanner Hudson made the team, but is he going to be the first guy out once they claim someone off waivers who was cut from another team? So there's a lot of decisions to be made for the Bucks and for Bruce Arians to decide how to shape this 53-man roster before they take on the San Francisco 49ers next week.
Right, and looking over at the defensive side of the ball, I think probably the area that's going to be drawing the most attention as we wait word on these decisions and who's sticking around is probably going to circle or center really hard on the safety position. You know, rookie Mike Edwards has been injured, but he was impressing early in camp until he got injured. So he's probably sticking around. Jordan Whitehead has given the team really no reason to move on from him. So he'll probably be sticking around. And then you got Justin Evans, the rattled safety, former second round draft. He's coming back. So, you know, is the team going to think that he can provide enough moving forward in their future to keep him around? Veteran Darian Stewart, I mean, this is a guy who's a former Pro Bowl player. Is it possible that the Buccaneers really brought him in as a camp body? I mean, that's not really something that was discussed much when he came in, and he's been playing a lot with the team, which kind of usually directs towards your backups. But, you know, what are they going to do there? Isaiah Johnson has been around and been on this roster, you know, in different variances for a while now. Kentrell Bryce has been stepping up a lot in some of these injury situations. So a lot of questions with that safety group. I mean, you can really see almost any sort of combination of those players sticking around, and it really wouldn't be a surprise to see any of them almost stay on the roster, but they can't all possibly stick around.
Yeah, and you know, the old adage is you can never have too many pass rushers. So, you know, Noah Spence is kind of getting a rebirth here, and we all assume that he's going to make a team. And you look at a guy like Nunez Roaches or you know, some of these other depth guys who very well could be on the chopping block as soon as Jason Pierre-Paul comes back. Earlier in the week, we got the news that he was cleared for rehab and he's making the strides to get back to playing for the Bucks. And I realized that, you know, you can quote unquote never have too many pass rushers, but now again, you're coming to that problem where, you know, who's going to be the odd man out when this guy returns? You know, is the injury to Cameron Brate, you know, a little more serious than we believed? And maybe he's going to start the season, you know, on an injury list. You know, is he going to be the injury reserve dedicated to return, and that's how Hudson makes the team? You know, Jason Pierre-Paul's still on the NFI list, but he can do his rehab and then he'll have to be activated for practice. So many moving parts, and you have to look at some of these bubble guys, like you've mentioned, in with the DBs and we've seen on the offense. You know, there's a lot to shape here and a lot of very difficult decisions incoming, especially with the pending cuts from other teams where the Bucks are sure to go bargain bin shopping.
Right, and then of course, I mean, probably my favorite conversation of all of these is going to center around the running back position. Dario Gumbawale has been having a great preseason and training camp, and honestly, I mean, he's outplayed Andre Ellington, and in some ways you could say that he's outplayed Ronald Jones in certain facets of the game, granted against different levels of competition. So a lot of people are kind of wondering what this running game is going to look like, what kind of formation this running team or this team is going to take as a running team. You know, is Ronald Jones going to be the starter? Is Peyton Barber going to carry the weight? Is Dari going to step in as a third running back? What role is Andre Ellington going to fill? And a lot of those, or some of those questions at least, are going to get answered once we have our final 53, our final version of the initial 53-man roster. Because if all four running backs, Barber, Jones, Ellington, and Ogunbowale, are on that grouping or in that roster, then you know kind of how each person fits into what we saw during the preseason and training camp, and we get a clearer picture. If they only roll in with three, then we have an even more clear picture of what we're going to look at. So very exciting to see how that whole thing shapes up as we get ready for the first week of NFL regular season action.
All right. Well, David, let's go ahead and begin to dive in to our official Locked On Bucks 53-man roster prediction. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to go, and let's see how this thing shakes out.
All right, well, let's go ahead and kick it off with the quarterbacks. Would you like to go, or do you want me to go?
Quarterbacks? I'll let you take the easy one.
Quarterbacks, I have to think that they're keeping three. If it were up to me, I would only keep two because Blaine Gabbert has looked like doo-doo. But, yeah, quarterbacks pretty cut and dry. Jameis Winston, Blaine Gabbert, Ryan Griffin.
Yeah, I mean, three quarterbacks. I'm with you on there. And, I mean, I can tell you that on my Madden franchises, we only carry two active quarterbacks. So, you know, that pretty much just proves the point. I don't think we need to argue about it anymore. But Bruce Arians most likely, I mean, it's got to be three quarterbacks. Winston, Gabbert, Griffin obviously are going to be your options there.
All right, well, David, let's jump over to the running backs.
We're going with Peyton. We're going with Rojo. We're going with Dari Ogunbowale, and we're going with Ellington. And, yes, that is in depth chart order.
Yeah, I don't disagree with any of those. I had all of those written down. Moving on to the wide receivers, I think the magic number there is five. Obviously Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Brashad Perryman. And then I think the last two in are, and when we talked about this a lot on yesterday's episode, but I do believe that the last two are going to be Justin Watson. And I hate to disagree with friend of the show, Trevor Sycamo, but I think it's Scotty Miller.
So we've got Evans, Godwin, Perryman, Watson, and Miller.
Yes.
So we're keeping five wide receivers.
Yes. How about tight end?
Yeah, it's Howard, Brate, and it's Auclair, and that's it. We're not adding a fourth. So we're gonna try to get Tanner Hudson through waivers and see if we can stick him on the practice squad, or we're just gonna straight up shop him and see if we can get, I don't know, somebody for him, some sort of on the O line or a draft pick or something.
Yeah, that's I can't disagree with you. I don't think if they try to stash him on the practice squad, he's gonna make it. Somebody will pick him up. So I don't know. Maybe they try to unload him in a trade, but I don't see Hudson making this team. I think you're right.
Yeah, I mean, great preseason, very entertaining to see him in action, and you know, seems like a good kid. He was a lot of fun. Heard him on the Saltcast there with Scott and Jeff, and he seemed like a lot of fun. Seemed like a person that you root for to be successful, and hopefully he will be. But I just think that with this team, and again, kind of looking at what they're trying to do, you know, what they're trying to do with the offense and how Bruce Arians is trying to operate this team, I just think that having a fourth tight end who is a receiving specialist, I mean, I don't know how many situations you're really going to count on being out there with the need of a receiving tight end who really doesn't serve any sort of blocking potential. Because again, you're just kind of tipping your hand to the defense that this guy is running a route, and that kind of just helps them understand what's about to happen.
All right. That brings us to the offensive line. This is where things get interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting. All right. So we know for sure Donovan Smith, Ali Marpet, Ryan Jensen, Alex Kappa, Damar Dotson, Caleb Benenach. So that's six. What else do we have? Oh, Watford. Watford, seven. How many are they keeping, David?
Bailey.
I think Zach Bailey makes it.
I think that's it. No, I don't know. Can you go with three backup linemen?
No, you need at least one more, maybe two. What about the Laribus?
I mean, if you have to choose between Cole Boozer, Josh Laribus, and anybody else lower than Holcomb, all those guys, then yeah, you take Laribus.
Gee, who do you think's going to be the punter?
I think that the punter is going to be Bradley Pinion.
That was it's a tight competition.
Is it? So you know what we're forgetting, though, is that Zach Treiner is the long snapper. So he will be there.
Ooh. Well, that goes in with the specialists. And then kicker. We talked about it yesterday. I'm all in on Matt Gay. Or are you jumping on that train, or are you riding the Cairo cruiser?
Jeez. Yeah, it's Matt Gay. It's Matt Gay.
Okay. All right. So that means after our offensive side of the ball plus specialists,
mm-hmm.
that's 27
yep.
of the 53 players.
Yep.
And now we are diving in to the defensive side of the ball, starting with you, David, and the defensive line.
The defensive line, A.
I mean, it's better than the defensive line B.
So we may come back and we may change this a little bit. So we'll see. But for right now, we're going to start with, we got Sue, Vea, Golston. Raheem is making this team. That wasn't supposed to rhyme. Sorry. Bo Allen. And for now, I'm going to leave it there. I know that's a little short, but for now, I'm going to leave it there.
Okay. All right.
We're going to add another one, probably two, to it, but I want to see how the rest of what we do develops before we come back and add to that.
I'm looking at outside linebackers and our for sures, Shaq Barrett, Carl Nassib, Noah Spence, JPP. For right now, I say we go ahead and we count them. And let's see what we end up with. So is there anybody else that you think for sure is going to make it as far as the outside linebackers?
Yeah, I feel like Anthony Nelson is going into the season on the active roster.
All right, so we're going to add Nelson. So we're up to – right now we're up to four and a half.
Four and a
half. That's probably actually good for right now. Because we have a whole lot of DBs that we're going to be adding too. So what about inside linebacker? What are you looking at for inside linebacker? Who's making the squad? I mean Devin White's obviously on the bubble.
Devin White's on the bubble.
It is what I said.
So I'm sorry. So we added Nelson, right?
We added Nelson.
Okay, we added Nelson. So we got Devin White. We got Levante David, who I'm getting more and more nervous about actually starting the season.
Right.
Sitchy, yeah, I like Sitchy. Buchanan.
Okay, that was one of my questions. Are we putting Buchanan in with the linebackers or the DBs?
Yeah, Yeah, no, he's a linebacker.
Okay.
Minter. And I like Devontae Bond. I think he's making it.
I have Bond on my list, so that gives us six inside linebackers.
Six? That's a lot. That's 11 total linebackers.
11 total linebackers.
Linebackers make this thing go, man. So that's kind of why I wanted to hold off on the defensive lineman until we got this linebacker thing figured out. So 11, I mean, granted, JPP, you know, there's designations for him to where somebody could end up on this roster who's not, you know, end up filling a role, whether it be in the linebacker group or the defensive line group somewhere. I don't know. Maybe it opens the door. They keep Bobo Wilson for a period of time and Scotty Miller so that, yeah, I don't know. Who knows? But I think for now we're good with 11 linebackers.
All right, David, that brings us to the DBs. We have 10 spots left on this roster. Are we going to use them all on DBs? That seems like a lot.
I don't think we have to use them all on DBs, but kind of like the defensive line, I just want to kind of go name by name before we solidify that. So let's just go through. So, I mean, obviously, Hargraves and Carlton Davis are picking up the outside. I think Jordan Whitehead, Mike Edwards have done enough to stay on. So there's four right there. So now we really just got to flesh out, like, nickel corner. Like, who's going to play nickel corner? We know that MJ Stewart has been playing a lot on the inside. Sean Murphy Bunting has been underwhelming, but he's a second-round draft pick.
Jamel Dean.
Yeah, Jamel Dean has been in there and looked good in spurts. So, I mean, are all three staying, or do you think one of them's on the outside looking in, at least for right now?
I think all three have to stay. So that's five corners.
So we got five corners and
two safeties. Three spots to go.
I'm just repeating everything you're saying.
All right. So obviously we need two more safeties. I vote Justin Evans and Kentrell Bryce. What say you?
So I like that you brought up Justin Evans because we talked about him yesterday and I said a lot of things about him and I agree with everything that I said. I'm sure you're surprised. However, I was thinking about it too, right? If you're going back and you're watching Justin Evans at his healthiest, if you're watching Justin Evans when he is physically able to do everything that he's able to do, and we believe that he's getting back to that position, that playing shape, I feel like you have to keep him. I think if you're Todd Bowles, you look at a guy like Justin Evans, and even with what Mike Edwards has been able to do, even with what Jordan White has been able to do, you can't sit there and say that Justin Evans is not a contributor to your defense when he's healthy. So I think Justin Evans is on there. As far as that last guy is concerned, that's where I'm going to kind of pause for a minute. Because that leaves us, so how many do we have right now? We have three safeties and five corners.
Correct.
We got to have a fourth safety.
Also correct.
I like Darian's. You know, it's Kentrell Bryce. I mean, if I'm being honest, Darian Stewart is a personal preference of mine. I think that given everything the Buccaneers have shown and what we've seen, I think it's Kentrell Bryce. So we'll go Kentrell Bryce.
All right. That gives us one more roster spot. Where is it going?
So now we can go back to the defensive line, I think. So we have five defensive linemen right now. So now I think we can go back to the defensive line. And I don't know, man. Who do you want? Who do you, out of the remaining names?
You think we're going Stevie T?
I think we're going to go. So we got Stevie T. No, he's not. I don't think it's Stevie T. I think. So we got O'Connor, Beckner, Qualls, and Ledbetter. I think it's got to be Ledbetter. Yeah, I think it's got to be Ledbetter. I think Beckner's going to the practice squad. I mean, Qualls was brought in late, and it's kind of one of those things where there's a reason he's available. Stevie T, same thing. I mean, if they really wanted to keep him, they'd have kept him in the first place. So I think Jeremiah Ledbetter is your sixth defensive lineman.
I will agree. I will concur. I will say that wraps up our 53-man roster prediction.
That was a lot harder than I anticipated it being, I'm not going to lie.
Yes. Yes, it was. But we've been doing podcasts now, David, for what, three seasons?
Yeah, three or four.
This is the first time we've ever done one of these.
That's true.
So it was a learning experience for us on how to prepare for it next year. All right. Well, David, that is going to do it for this episode. I do not envy you the job that lays before you.
Let me just say this. I'm not doing another 53-man roster prediction at least until next year.
I will. I think that's a good idea. I think this was a lot of pressure, and we should wait a year before we do another one.
I agree.
All right. Well, we would like to thank all of you for joining us on our initial 53-man roster prediction show. It was something. But send us your reactions. And by the way, no cheating and saying, oh, well, I think so-and-so is going to get cut in a surprise after it's already happened. We get the timestamps of the voicemails. Don't try to trick us. We know what games you're up to, chef. But any reactions that you have, go ahead and give us a call to 813-444-5841. Check out everything going on over at BucksNation.com. Make sure you're following along on Twitter at LockedOnBucks, at JYarko_Bucks, at DH82_Bucks, and at Bucks_Nation. Hope you all have a fantastic Friday, and we thank you all so much for joining us right here at Locked On Bucks.